It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
So I appreciate all the letters and messages I got from my fan base wishing me get well wishes with my busted up finger. In case you missed the show last week, I had clipped my fingernails, and you know, sometimes you get a little too close to the quick and then it gets sensitive. And so I had to power through that last week. This is my finger that I use to hit buttons. So, you know, it's been a long road to recovery. But just so that you guys know, I've made progress. It's not as painful as it once was. You know, I've had it looked at, and it's going to require some therapy. And again, you know, it's quintessential to everything I do because it's my, button pushing finger. So, you know, it's been a long week, long road, but, you know, I feel like that the recovery process, is going well. So thank you for all the get well wishes, from the Jason Bishop Show audience. Thank you guys. Hey, listen, if you miss any of this show, you can catch it on thesouthernsportsedition.com. You can also go to our YouTube page. Just go to YouTube and then search the Jason Bishop Show, and you will find it there. If you're not a subscriber or to the Facebook page, please go do that. And also go to Facebook and like the Southern Sports Edition, which of course is where you can find this show, thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by the SD Gunner Fund. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption, it's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. All right, so, you know, I didn't get all Final Four teams right, but, you know, very seldom does anyone really get that right. But what I did do, what I did get right, is I got right the team that won the whole thing. And ultimately, that is the thing that matters the most. I picked the Florida Gators the second I filled out my bracket. I had them all the way to the championship game. I had them winning the championship game, and they did just that. Now, granted, I had them beating, I believe, Tennessee in the national championship game. I had Houston going out, I don't know, in the second or Sweet 16 round. I was not personally, and you heard me say it, I was not personally a believer in Houston. I didn't think that Houston, of the number one seeds, I felt that Houston was probably the weakest. Well, they ended up in the national championship game, and let's be honest, they had the Gators beat there at the end. And then somehow, some way, the Gators found a way to rally and find a way to win the game. The single tide, the single largest comeback in championship game history is what the Florida Gators pulled off. And interestingly enough, the Gator fans will be able to tell you this, right? The only school with three national championships in football, the only school now with three national championships in basketball, that is the Florida Gators. What's really impressive about what they've done, there's a great article at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go check it out, written by Michael Spears, who is the voice of the Camden County Wildcats. He wrote a really good story on them, and he pointed out in that story, not one person on that roster was a McDonald's All-American. Not one person was a top 100 player on the Florida Gators roster, and yet They're national champions. So, you know, he was making an argument in the article that Todd Golden, who again, you know, that's impressive too, super young coach, he now has a national championship to his resume. But he was arguing that Todd Golden has found a way to win in college basketball without going and getting those super freshmen, those one and done guys, those guys that are going to come into your program and, you know, be really good for 1 year as a freshman and then transfer or then, you know, enter into the NBA draft and head on the one and done guys. Todd Golden did that without any of those guys on his roster. So that's really, really impressive as well. So the Florida Gators are your 2024-2025 national champions. And now, what's next? They're going to lose a lot. A couple of assistants, a big bulk of their key contributors from their roster. We all saw how good the SEC was this past year. So now the question becomes for the Florida Gators. You've won a national championship. Congratulations. But in the modern world of sports and the business of sports, what have you done for me lately? We will celebrate the national championship, and then next year we will look to win another one or at least make another deep run. We'll see what that does for recruiting for the Florida Gators and Todd Golden. National championships often do help recruiting, and you're capable of kind of building a program for the next several years. You look at what Coach K did at Duke. I mean, it was just class after class after class after class for 25 years because of what Duke was capable of doing in that NCAA tournament as well as the regular season and ACC tournament and all that good stuff. That's kind of the blueprint. Most programs are not capable of sustaining long-term success like Duke has for two, three decades. Most programs, you know, you give them a 4 or 5 year window, and they kind of fall off after that. So we'll see what, and this is not Florida's first rodeo. You know, in the early 2000s, they won a couple of national championships back-to-back with a core group of players. That core group of players graduated and moved on to the NBA, and the Florida program took a step back. They're not going to have a bulk of those core players coming back next year like that early 2000 group did. So it's going to be an automatic retool, reshuffle, see what he can get in the transfer portal, see what he can get as well in the recruiting base. And I would be willing to bet, that more than likely he will be able to land a few McDonald's top 100 All-Americans after you win a national title. Of course you can.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The 2025 Glenn Academy Red Terror football schedule was recently released. The Red Terrors will scrimmage Pierce County on August the 8th over in the Bears Den in Blackshear. Glenn will then open at home the week after that against Wayne County. Home games for the Terriers also include Statesboro, Brunswick, South Effingham, and Effingham. The Red Terriers will travel to Richmond Hill, Bradwell, Lakeside, Evans, and Greenbrier. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Sometimes the horn feels too loud and I get scared. But with my service dog, I feel safe. He helps me talk calm down and make friends. I just want to be brave like him.
Help us bring service dogs to children who need them. Follow SD Gunner Fund on Facebook or go to sdgunnerfund.org today to learn how you can help. SD Gunner Fund, service dogs for exceptional humans. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Months away from high school football, but that's never stopped me before. For those of you that are maybe tuning in for the first time or don't listen to the show more, you absolutely should. But I'm a huge high school football guy. I love high school football. And this week was like me in heaven. I got three of the area high schools that we cover released their schedules and shoot them over to me. So I was like totally just in-depth, immersed in looking at their schedule, what I thought they would do. And so we'll talk about some of that today. So it's going to be a really heavy high school football show. And yes, that's what I want. I love it. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by the SD Gunner Fund. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive in Brunswick, off of Highway 82, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The Brunswick High Pirates, that's where we're going to start. So I got releases from Brunswick High, so we'll do that. I got releases from the Camden County Wildcats, we'll do that. And I got releases from the Glen Academy Red Terriers. So we'll do all of those throughout the show. By the way, if you miss any of the show, you can find it, thesouthernsportsedition.com, 24/7. Go to the website, look in the little right banner, find the logo, click, and you're there. You can also find the show on YouTube. Go to YouTube and then put in the search bar the Jason Bishop Show. Boom, there it will be. Oh, yeah, that's right. Sarah's yelling at me. Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. Okay, I got you, Sarah. Okay, you can also go to Facebook and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook. So, you know, Sarah is new to us. She's running the show. She gives me orders, and she likes to yell in my headphones a lot. All right, so the Brunswick High Pirates, they're going to scrimmage. It's a great scrimmage game. They're going to scrimmage Ware County. They're going to do that at Glen County Stadium on August the 8th. So if you're a high school football fan, you know, Ware County over in Waycross, come on over to Glen County Stadium. That'll be a good scrimmage. You know, you'll see a pretty good half of football, and then in the second half, they'll do a lot of situational stuff, and you'll see the JV and the freshman guys get in. But that's a really premier scrimmage game, and it's a good game for both teams to kind of get their feet wet. I often hear high school football coaches say that they want to be battle-tested against really good teams in their non-region portion of the schedule, so that when if they play in a tough region, their kids will be ready. They'll know what to expect, and then especially come playoff time, those early non-region games, even the scrimmages, really help their kids prepare for a you know a tough grinding game. So you know we'll see that between Weir and Brunswick. So Brunswick will open their season on the road. They'll head down to Chris Gilman Stadium, and I'll give you wins and losses and what I think the Pirates are going to do in a minute, but right now we're just going to run their schedule down. So they will open the season August 15th on the road at Chris Gilman Stadium down in Camden County in Kingsland. Wildcats coming off of another deep playoff run. Did not win their region. Brunswick, of course, did win their region. And it's kind of a these two teams have played each other early in the regular season the last, I don't know, two or three seasons. And it's kind of been like a tale of two different trajectories with those two programs. Brunswick has done really well early in the season and then the regular season. Camden plays in that region with Lowndes and Valdosta and all of those folks. And so they do well early in the season. They get in their region play, and it's a war. And then Camden gets in the playoffs, and they make a deep run. Brunswick here lately has gotten to the playoffs, and they have been early exits. So, you know, a little bit different. But Brunswick, you know, has won some of those regular season games, as has Camden. So this time the Brunswick High Pirates will head to Kingsland at Chris Gilman, the newly renovated Chris Gilman. They renovated the visitor section of the stands. So yeah, that will be a good football game. I'll tell you who I like in a minute. The Pirates will then head home August the 22nd. They will host the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Wayne County really hoping to rebound after just what was a dreadful winless season last year. Just all sorts of turmoil. They had the schedule from hell. And, you know, it showed they were unable to win one single game out of that schedule. Hoping for better things in 2025, they'll travel between the bricks to Glynn County Stadium to take on the Pirates on August the 22nd. And then Effingham, the Effingham Rebels, this is a region game for the Pirates. They will make the trip to Chris, or not to Chris Gilman, but to Glynn County Stadium to play the Pirates. Effingham has been, they've been pretty good in the region for the last 5 or 6 years. Haven't fared too well in the playoffs. You know, there was a stretch there for 2 or 3 years every year. It came down to that last season of the game as far as region championships between Brunswick and Effingham. Last year, I think Effingham took a little bit of a step back. We'll see what they've got in the gun for 2025. But on the September the 5th, they will head to Glynn County Stadium to play the Pirates. And then on September the 12th, Brunswick will make the long trek to Augusta to play Evans. That's also a region game, which makes zero sense to this guy. You've got three Augusta schools in a region with four coastal Georgia teams. That's what the GHSA does. So Brunswick will travel all the way up to Evans. Evans has been a pretty good, you know, they have been good in the region, I suppose. I think Brunswick's on a different level. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Then Brunswick will host Greenbrier back between the bricks the following week on September the 19th. And then the city championship game on September the 26th. The Glynn Academy Red Terriers and the Brunswick High Pirates, of course, the biggest game on both of their schedules. This has been dominated by Brunswick recently, but then Glenn got one, Brunswick got one, and so it's kind of been back and forth the last couple. Rocky Hidalgo with the Glynn Academy Red Terriers, there is no question of how good of a job he has done in a decade-ish over there with Glynn Academy. And, you know, Garrett Grady has done a really good job of maintaining the program that Sean Pender had established before Pender left to go up to North Hall. So, you know, two really good coaches, two really good programs. Brunswick, you know, this pendulum in Glynn County kind of swings back and forth where it's like there's a 10-year stretch where Brunswick's better, 10-year stretch where Glynn's better. Right now, pendulum has been on Brunswick's side as of late. They'll get past the city championship game, and then the Pirates will host Bradwell on October the 3rd, a game the Pirates should get, and then they will go to Womack Field to play the Statesboro Blue Devils on October the 10th, October the 17th. They'll head back to Augusta to play Lakeside Evans all the way. You know, that's like a four-hour trek. And then they will finish on Halloween against South Effingham. And, you know, the way the schedule falls this year, there are going to be a lot of teams that are going to be done before November, just the way the schedule is going to fall in the calendar. 10/31 October. Halloween will be the final game on the schedule, so some teams will wrap their season up, not make the playoffs, and not play a single solitary game in November. That's just the way it's going to go. All right, so I'm looking at Brunswick High's schedule, and I think that the worst-case scenario for Brunswick is an 8-2 mark. That's worst case. And those games that I've kind of like, the obvious ones, Camden and Glynn Academy, you never know what's going to happen in the Brunswick Glynn game. It doesn't matter who's better. It doesn't matter what the records are. It doesn't matter how many Jimmys and Joes or who has the better coach. That game gets crazy. It's the craziest game. Just anything goes in that game. No matter how weird it can be or how weird it gets, it's kind of standard for that game. So worst case for the Pirates, 8-2. Best case, which is what I'm actually picking them to do, I'm picking the Pirates to go undefeated in the regular season. I'm picking them to go 10-0. I'm picking them to win the region, and, you know, they've got all kinds of records for Brunswick High for a stretch in a period of Brunswick High football of regular season wins over the last, I don't know, what is it now, 7-8 years? They've won a ton of regular season games. And so here they are again, and I'm picking them to go undefeated. I'm picking them to beat Camden at Chris Gilman. I'm picking them to knock off Wayne County and Effingham, which will be a tough game. I'm picking them to beat the Red Terriers in the city championship game. And going to Statesboro is never a gimme. You just never know. 10-0 for the Pirates. 8-2, worst case, is my best guess. It should be a pretty good year for the Pirates. We'll see if they can get it together in the playoffs and make that deep run that Pirate fans have been desperately wanting.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialist. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Spring is in the air, and so is engagement season. Let the I do's begin and let the folks at Cunningham Jewelers get you there. So if you're thinking what I'm thinking, then it's time to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers. They will help you find that perfect, breathtaking ring, no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Last segment, I gave you a 10-0 prediction for the Brunswick High Pirates in the regular season. And so I'm going to do Glen Academy next segment, and I'm going to do the Camden County Wildcats right here and now. By the way, if you miss any of this show, you can find it at thesouthernsportsedition.com. You can also find it on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search The Jason Bishop Show. It'll come up. And go to our Facebook page, The Southern Sports Edition, and give us a like and share our stuff because it's pretty cool. This segment of The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by the SD Gunner Fund. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp, that's J-A-X, shrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable family fun. So the Camden County Wildcats, I told you they had another deep playoff run last year. Had a pretty good regular season. That region that they play in is just so freaking brutal. It's them. It's Colquitt. It's Lowndes. It's Valdosta. And then throw in Richmond Hill and Tift. Neither one of those programs are typically too bad. And you know, Richmond Hill's kind of been on the upswing for the last several years. The Richmond Hill, a couple years ago, they snapped the Lowndes playoff streak that was like, I don't know, all the way back to 1999 or 1998, something like that. And Richmond Hill, they got in and sent Lowndes to the couch come playoff season. So, you know, Richmond Hill's got a pretty good program too. And there are a lot of things expected of the Wildcats up on the hill, up I-95. So Camden they'll scrimmage on August the 8th, as a lot of teams are going to scrimmage on August the 8th, the Benedictine Cadets. So that's another one of those games, right? Benedictine, in case you're not familiar with them, they're a private school that recruits. And then, you know, they're allowed to play in the GHSA, which is fine. They're a powerhouse. They are a powerhouse. So that's a good scrimmage game for the Camden County Wildcats to get under their belt. And then I mentioned it last segment, on August the 15th, the Wildcats will host the Brunswick High Pirates. They will then host East Lake out of Florida. They will then host West Broward out of Florida. They will then host, you get my theme here, Rebalt out of Florida. And then they will host Royal Palm Beach, also out of Florida. After that, they will host the Valdosta Wildcats. And then finally, they won't go on the road until October the 3rd. The entire first 2 months of the season, the Wildcats will not go on the road. All of their games will be in the friendly confines of Chris Gilman Stadium. They'll go on the road to Richmond Hill, which is a region game on October the 3rd. They will then return home to face Lowndes. They get both Lowndes and Valdosta in the same year to come to Chris Gilman. They don't have to make the trip to Valdosta at all to play either one of those schools. October 17th, they've got an off week. And then they will hit the road. Their final two games are on the road. They'll go to Colquitt, or they'll go to Moultrie to play Colquitt County. That's a tough game. Colquitt's won that region a decade straight, I think is what it is. I think they have literally won that region or claimed a share of that region for 10 straight seasons. Now, Camden did that a while back. Remember that. Camden did that from like the early 2000s to like 2014. Like they won something like 14 straight region championships. Granted, you know, they played in that region where, you know, they were playing with a lot of Savannah schools, Savannah High and Groves and all of them. But still, 14 straight region championships, and Colquitt is trending that direction. I guess it's a little, for me, it's a little more impressive that what Colquitt's done, because they've done it in this region. They've done it against Lowndes and Tift and Valdosta and Camden, where Camden was doing it against Savannah High and Johnson County. So, yeah, to me, it's a little more impressive what Colquitt's done and doing now than what Camden did in the past. But still, 14 straight for the Wildcats in the past. That's pretty impressive. They'll go on the road to play Colquitt, and then on Halloween, they will take back to the road to play Tift County in Tifton. That was a big game last year for the Wildcats. They had to get that game to get into the playoffs, and of course they did, and then did what they did in the playoffs. So for Camden, this is what I see. I see worst-case scenario for the Wildcats, 6-4. Those four losses, one would be to Brunswick, one would be to Valdosta, one would be to Lowndes, and one would be to Colquitt. So I think if they lose all of those games, it's probably the worst that they would do would be 6-4 in that schedule. That's probably good. That would probably be good enough to get them into the playoffs, which, you know, in that region, it's just get in. It doesn't matter, you know, how you get in, just get in. Region's so tough. Best case scenario for the Wildcats, I've got them 8-2. The two losses I have them taking, one would be to Brunswick, and this is what I'm actually picking them to do. I'm picking them to go 8-2. One loss to Brunswick, and then the other to Colquitt. But I've got Camden beating Lowndes. I've got Camden beating Valdosta. I've got Camden beating Richmond Hill. I've got Camden beating Tift in their region. They're going to play, what is that, 7 home games in their 10-game schedule. They're going to play 7 home games. And there's this stretch here, which they've done this for the last 4 or 5 years, all the way back to when I was calling Camden games. They go through this stretch where I call it the Florida leg of their schedule, where it's like just a month of Florida teams coming up to Chris Gilman Stadium and Camden just completely demolishing them. Those schools that come up from Florida, those are buyout games is what that is. Camden is paying them to come and play pretty much with the thought that they know that Camden's a whole lot better than those schools, and so that's kind of what they're going to do. So I'm picking the Wildcats to go 8-2, worst case 6-4, but 8-2 is what I've got the Wildcats doing. The loss to Brunswick, the loss to Colquitt, but I think they get into the playoffs. And one thing this Wildcat team has shown us, if they get into the playoffs, they are more than capable of making deep playoff runs. I don't expect anything different if they get in, and I think they get in.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Not only does Gentleman and Lady Outfitters carry the top brands that have made them a staple here in the Golden Isles, they also specialize in prom season. It's always important to look your best. Head on over to the Tuxedo Rental Experts at Gentleman and Lady Outfitters. For over 25 years, Gentleman and Lady Outfitters have been the leader in tuxedo rentals. 600 Sea Island Road in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on St. Simons. Call 912-634-1521.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Like I told you, I've got schedules for three high school football programs in South Georgia, and I love high school football. So this is what we're pretty much going to do today. I've already given you Brunswick High. I predicted them to go 10-0 in their schedule. I just got finished giving you Camden. I've got them going 8-2 in their schedule. And so up next, my alma mater, actually, for those folks that don't know that, I am a Glenn Academy graduate. I'm not going to tell you the year I graduated, but just know that I'm not old. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and the SD Gunner Fund. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so if you miss any of the show, you can catch it at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7. It streams there. Go to the Southern Sports Edition Facebook page. Give us a like. Share our stuff. We do a lot of cool stuff on there. And, you can go to our YouTube page. If you miss any of this, actually watch me doing this. Just go to YouTube and search The Jason Bishop Show and follow us there or whatever it is you do on YouTube. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers. Did I get everything, Sarah? Hey, she said I did a good job for once. All right. The Glenn Academy Red Terriers will open up their schedule. They're going to have a tough scrimmage game, too. They're going to open up with a scrimmage game over in the Bears Den in Pierce County in Blackshear to play Pierce County. So that's a really good scrimmage game. Pierce is, and lower classification, but they are just brutal. They are dominant. Really good job by Coach Heron over there of taking that program. Again, another program that Sean Pender built. And then Coach Heron comes in after him and really just takes it to the next level, winning state championships over there with Pierce. And they are just, pack your lunch when you're playing the Pierce County Bears. So that's a really good physical scrimmage game that the Terriers have themselves scheduled for. They will open against Wayne County. That will be between the bricks at home on August the 15th. That'll be a good game. Again, Wayne County is a team that's trying to recoup from everything that they've been through last year. It was a tough, tough go. They will then hit the road and play Richmond Hill. That is a tough game. Richmond Hill is a good football program. They'll head up to the hill. That's going to be on the road. And then they will head to Bradwell. And then they will host Statesboro. They will then – they make three trips to Augusta, do the Red Terriers. They will then head to Lakeside Evans. They will then on September the 26th, so on August the 8th, that's the game against Pierce, the scrimmage. August the 15th, that's the game at home against Wayne County. August the 22nd, they're on the road at Richmond Hill. September, then there's a bye week. September the 5th, they're on the road at Bradwell. September the 12th, they're at home against Statesboro. September the 19th, they're on the road at Lakeside Evans. And then on September the 26th, we talked about this on the Brunswick portion of this, the city championship game. The craziest game year in, year out. Just weird things happen in that game. That will be a huge region matchup. And that will also, of course, be for the coveted city championship in Brunswick. On October the 3rd, they will go back to Augusta to play Evans. October the 10th, they will play South Effingham. On October 24th, that's at home, by the way. South Effingham is at home. They will stay at home the week after that on October the 24th to play the Effingham Rebels. And then on Halloween, October the 31st, they will trek, make the four-hour drive to Greenbrier, back to Augusta, to finish out their schedule. So at home against Wayne, Statesboro, technically Brunswick, South Effingham and Effingham, they're on the road at Richmond Hill, at Bradwell, at Lakeside, at Evans, at Greenbrier. Those long trips to Augusta, making three of those trips in the same season, concerns me a little bit about Glenn Academy playing three games where they're going to make that four-hour-ish trip to Augusta. I feel like that the Red Terriers are probably better than all of those teams, but making that trip with the 17, 18-year-old kids, man, you just don't know what you're going to get when you get off the bus. You just don't know. So that's a little concerning that they're having to do it three separate times. I've got Glenn Academy, worst case scenario, at 7-3. The three games that I've got circled that I think could give them some problems: the Richmond Hill game, the Brunswick game, and the Effingham game are the games that I have circled where I'm like, we'll see. But worst case scenario, I've got the Red Terriers at 7-3, which will be good enough to make the playoffs. Best case scenario for the Red Terriers, I've got them 9-1. The only game that I think that they will be really outmatched, that I'm just really picking against them, is the Brunswick game. And maybe I should even do that, because I just got finished telling you that game is wild. You just don't know. It doesn't matter who's got more talent. Just crazy things happen in that game. So maybe best case scenario for the Terriers should actually be 10-0. If they get by Brunswick, you know, I can certainly see them beating Richmond Hill, which I think, you know, that'll be a really good football game. I think Richmond, if there was an entity that picked favorites, right, in high school football, which somebody was telling me there was a website that actually did this, and I just thought that's the most asinine thing. But Richmond Hill would be favored to beat Glenn, but I'm actually going to pick Richmond Hill or Glenn if they go 9-1 or 10-0 to win that game. Now, I'm going to pick the Red Terriers to go 8-2. The two games I have them dropping, that Richmond Hill game that I'm just now telling you about, and I've got them dropping the Brunswick High game. I'm going to give them the win over Effingham, even though that's my worst-case scenario game that's kind of circled. I think they get that one, and I've got them dropping Richmond Hill and the Brunswick game in the city championship. So I've got the Red Terriers going 8-2. Making the playoffs. 8-2 is probably, that's probably a 3 seed. Maybe if the math works out, it gives them a 2, but it's more than likely a 3 seed for the Red Terriors with an 8-2. Oh, no, take that back. That only one loss would be region game. The region games are Wayne and Richmond Hill. So even if they lost the Richmond Hill game, they'd only have one region loss. That'd be a 2 seed. Worst case, that's a 2 seed. Their region games: Bradwell, Statesboro, Lakeside, Brunswick, Evans, South Effingham, Effingham, and Greenbrier. Big region, so they play 8 region games, and they've only got 2 non-region, which, at the beginning of the schedule, Wayne County and at Richmond Hill. So I've got the Red Terriers at 8-2. I've got them only with 1 region loss, which I think will come to Brunswick, and that gets them into the playoffs with a 2 seed. That's a pretty good year for Rocky Hidalgo and his group. And we'll see what they do in the playoffs. They've got a very versatile athletic quarterback in Ty Chisholm coming back for his second season. See what he can do and where he can take the Red Terriers. They're dangerous. They're a dangerous dark horse.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Makin' Light. Monday through Saturday, both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
You know, I used to do this show on YouTube several years ago when I did the show with another with a co-host, and then, you know, the co-host ended up leaving, and I just I'm not gonna put this thing on YouTube. It's just me. But you know, Sarah was like, no, you're gonna put it on YouTube. That's what's gonna happen. So I'm kind of getting reacclimated to being or having a video on me, and you know, there are times I'm having to refrain from picking my nose where. You know, when I was just doing the audio part of this, you know, I could pick my nose while I was talking to you. So, like, right now, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, I am making a concerted effort not to put my finger to my nose. So, just so you know, that is happening. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by the SD Gunner Fund. Help us bring service dogs to children who need them. Follow SD Gunner Fund on Facebook or go to sdgunnerfund.org today to learn how you can help SD Gunner Fund service dogs for exceptional humans. If you miss any of this show, you can find it at thesouthernsportsedition.com. You can also go to our YouTube page, type in the search bar, the Jason Bishop Show. It'll come up. Give us a follow, a like, share it. Whatever it is you want to do, go to our Facebook page, The Southern Sports Edition, and give us a like, share our show there too. Again, we do a lot of cool stuff on the Facebook page. You know, Sarah, since she has taken over, has really made that a priority, the Facebook page, and she has just completely revamped that thing. It looks good. She's doing a good job. Yeah, sir. I'm giving you a compliment, even though you scream at me half the show every single week. That's okay. The Atlanta Braves. So we did a lot of high school football today. I hope, like you, that you got excited about hearing it, because I know I did. Definitely want to touch on the Atlanta Braves, right? So a little bit better this past week, I suppose. Still need some help offensively. The Braves are not going to do well with Brian De La Cruz and Jared Kelnick in the lineup. And I'm really curious what's going to happen. Because one of those guys is probably going to get cut loose when Ronald Acuna Jr. is activated. Is it Jared Kelnick or is it going to be Brian De La Cruz? But I'm pretty confident that one of those guys gets cut loose or optioned down. If they have options, I'm not really sure. I'm praying that it's Jared Kelnick. Jared Kelnick is the worst good baseball player, the worst potential good baseball player maybe in the history of guys with potential that never live up to it. Jared Kelnick is there. 230 last year. He's hitting under 200 now. You know, and the thing that his demeanor, the way he carries himself is like superstar-esque. He walks around like his body language is Chipper Jones and his bat is Rafael Belliard. You cannot put those two things together. If you're going to hit like Rafael Belliard, then you need to walk like Rafael Belliard. Do not walk around like you're Chipper Jones. And his body language is, I'm Chipper Jones. His 119 average says I'm Rafael Belliard. So he just irks me. He is the most overrated player that I have come. Well, Jordan Schaefer was pretty over. Well, but the thing with Schaefer, he came up and then he hit that early home run in Philadelphia. Braves fans will remember that on opening day. And from that point on, all he tried to do was hit home runs, and he went away from who he was. Jordan Schaefer doesn't have a who I am. Jordan Schaefer's he's going to end up being a journeyman fourth outfielder. That's where he's heading. The Braves rolled the dice on him, hoping that because he was a first-round pick based on potential. My friend Kenneth Harrison, who also writes for the SouthernSportsEdition.com, says this to me all the time. There are lots of guys that make money based on, especially in the NBA, that get drafted based on potential. But potential, what that means is that no one has ever seen you do it. And so until you start doing it, you can live off potential for as long as you can. But at some point, potential has to become reality. My buddy Kenneth Harrison's like, it's the most overrated thing. It's the most overrated word in sports is potential. Jared Kelnick was drafted in the first round. Seattle gave up on him and his potential. He got traded to Atlanta. He's been there, going into his second season, and last year was abysmal. He finished with 230 to the point that the Braves, during their playoff run the last 2 weeks, right, the last 2 weeks of the regular season, when they are scraping and scrounging and biting and clawing to try to get into the playoffs by the skin of their teeth, he's on the pine the last 2 weeks. He didn't even play. He didn't even play because they were like, you can't help us. You can't help us get into the playoffs. So we're going to play Ramon Laureano in front of you, who is basically what you're going to end up becoming, which is a journeyman fourth outfielder in their early 30s, just trying to cling on to a major league job. That's where Jared Kelnick is heading, and unless the Braves do something with him, they are not going to win. I said this before, with the injury or the suspension to Profar for the Braves to make the playoffs, Jared Kelnick was going to have to hit. He's hitting 119.
The Jason Bishop Show.
Good luck with that.
Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The 2025 Glen Academy Red Terror football schedule was recently released. The Red Terrors will scrimmage Pierce County on August the 8th over in the Bears Den in Blackshear. Glen will then open at home the week after that against Wayne County. Home games for the Terriers also include Statesboro, Brunswick, South Effingham, and Effingham. The Red Terriers will travel to Richmond Hill, Bradwell, Lakeside, Evans, and Greenbrier. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Sometimes the horn feels too loud and I get scared. But with my service dog, I feel safe. He helps me talk, calm down, and make friends. I just want to be brave like him.
Help us bring service dogs to children who need them. Follow SD Gunner Fund on Facebook or go to sdgunnerfund.org today to learn how you can help. SD Gunner Fund. Service dogs for exceptional humans. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.